This is West Virginia Morning at 7:33. I'm Ben Aduccio. On the floor in the State Senate yesterday, discussion focused on a bill not even taken up by a full committee yet. Senator Herb Snyder's bill on unfair trade practices has made it through a subcommittee. But as Ashton Mara reports, it is still being questioned by some members of the upper chamber.
There were no bills up for a vote in the Senate, but legislators stood to speak to legislation that has not yet made it to the floor. Senate Bill 368 was introduced by Senator Herb Snyder early in the session, repealing unfair trade practices. The bill focuses on a section of code written in the late 1930s. At the time, many states and the federal government put laws in place that prevented major retailers from undercutting the prices of mom-and-pop stores, forcing them out of business. Since, Snyder says many gas retailers across the state have used that same decades-old law to file lawsuits against companies who open shop in a new area and sell their fuel at significantly lower prices. He says it's that practice that is causing significant price increases in gas in the Eastern Panhandle, but members of the oil and gas lobby are protesting its consideration.
You're getting calls from those people, I remind you, that are in the oil marketing business. Every one of them. Mr. President, this bill is not about those people and whether they're going to compete with each other as this bill would make it in the open free market. Mr. President, this bill is about the 99.9% of West Virginians that aren't making profits from the sale of gasoline and fuels. This bill is clearly about the citizens of West Virginia to give them the opportunity to buy the least expensive gas on the open market without artificial controls by law. And it's not a question of will they use Chapter 47, 11, and A to inflate prices. They have.
Senator Sam Cann stood to question the bill, however, saying he's not positive it's the best way to help small businesses outside of the gas industry across the state.
We always talk about small businesses in West Virginia and what do we do to help them. And I believe that we have a lot of small businesses that could be harmed if we take this action. I worry about Ace Hardware in my neighborhood competing with Lowe's and Home Depot. I worry about Food Fresh staying open in face of competing with Sam's. You know, the big box stores have the advantage on a volume basis. And if this rule and this law stays in place, and it helps a number of these small businesses, because I don't believe it's just about the oil marketers. I don't believe it's just about gasoline. I think it's about a lot of small mom and pop industries, little shops and stores that we need to make sure we're not harming if we take this action.
That statement sparked comments from Senator Doug Facemeyer, a grocer who started his own chain in northern and central West Virginia. Facemeyer says it's impossible for the small owners to compete with big box stores like Walmart or Sam's because of their buying power. But he believes senators should be looking at what's best for citizens.
We owe it to the citizens of our state to open up a system where the real capitalist market takes place. We all complain about the fair and unfair trade rules that our country has to face when doing business across the seas. It's the same thing today. The only thing this law does is really let the big boys get bigger and the small people suffer, because they will always have a better cost of goods. The way the bill is written, it really does not offer protection. And let's stop and think who's in here complaining. A lot of it's the big guys. Thank you, Mr. President.
Snyder's bill is single reference to judiciary, but has yet to be put on the committee's calendar. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
The House yesterday passed seven bills without much debate during the floor session. However, there was extensive discussion over a bill that had recently been sent back to the Judiciary Committee, intended to fight fraud in the state by offering whistleblowers incentive to come forward. Aaron Payne reports.
House Bill 4001 was reported to the floor earlier in the session from the House Judiciary Committee. However, concerns from the business sector led House leadership to request the bill be sent back to address those concerns. With the changes, the bill creates the False Claims and Taxpayer Protection Act. In essence, it provides incentives for whistleblowers to report fraudulent claims to the state with protection from harassment and a portion of the winnings if the case is successful. The act is based on QI-TAM federal law, and the new committee substitute utilizes some language from Virginia's act to clear up issues that opponents felt harmed business. Opponents of the bill were not satisfied with the updated language, saying it would still allow employees to bring frivolous charges against businesses in an attempt to earn money with a sue-and-settle case, claiming that 80% of these fraud cases end in an out-of-court settlement. Delegate John Schott said the bill is a gamble at the expense of businesses.
What we've done basically is created what should be called the QI-TAM Lottery Act, which is we've created a possibility that somebody may recover a lot of money when we don't even know if there's a source of that money out there. In other words, we don't know that there is fraud going on, and we certainly don't know that it is of the scope that would justify this type of change in our law.
A portion of the Virginia bill that was excluded from the new substitute was the section dealing with claims of Medicaid fraud due to the fact that West Virginia already has an agency that deals with such claims. Director of the Medicaid Fraud Control Unit of the DAHR, Trina Crower, answered delegates' questions about the unit and how the bill would change its work, if at all. Crower said that the agency cannot currently take legal action in the claims they receive because they cannot attract or pay the qualified employees to handle that work at this time. Delegate Mark Hunt asked if the bill would change the way the unit works with whistleblowers that bring information to them.
Now, if those individuals brought you cases, I would assume that you would have the same perspective as you do with the feds and with the county prosecutors. You would work with those people in an effort to recover money.
Work with
whatever the person is. The whistleblower, the person who works in the doctor's office that knows that the doctor is overbilling by 300%.
Yes, sir. If we had someone who worked in a provider's office that brought us information, we would accept that information and then conduct the investigation, much the same that we do now.
Debate continued as two amendments to cap attorney fees and create a loser pay scenario in cases not taken up by the state failed. Delegate Stephen Skinner said that it was an easy decision to support the bill because the benefits outweigh the concerns.
Just today, we heard from the Medicaid Fraud Unit that they need people. They can't fill positions in the Medicaid fraud unit because we don't have the money to pay them. This is a great bill that allows us to reach out into the private sector and incentivize whistleblowers to turn it in at no expense, at zero expense to the state of West Virginia.
The bill passed the committee by a vote of 15-9 and will once again be reported to the House floor. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne. In Charleston.
This is West Virginia Public Radio at 741. The Flatlanders perform Hopes Up High on this mountain stage song of the week.
Well, I left my home out on the great high plain. Headed for some new terrain. Standing on the highway with my coffee cup, wondering who's gonna pick me up. I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Well, the first ride I got was on a dynamite truck. The driver kept on telling me his bad luck. As we swerved around the curve, I began to shout. I said, hey, mister, won't you let me out? I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high.
All right, Jim.
Well, the next ride I got was with a man in trouble. The beard on his face was all in a stubble. Going down the highway doing 99, I said, hey, mister, you're out of your mind. I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why said goodbye, I had my hopes up man. He told me that the wicked would be buried in sand. I don't know why I did it, but I lost control. I said, hey, hey, Papa, would you save my soul? I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high. Yeah. That preacher down in New Orleans, sitting on the Delta, sifting dreams. I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high. Searching for some new terrain, standing on the highway with my coffee cup and wondering who was gonna pick me up. I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high.
The Flatlanders with Hopes Up High. You can hear this and more music on Mountain Stage Sunday afternoon at 2 on West Virginia Public Radio. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Find great stories, photos, and videos, and you can subscribe to our West Virginia Morning podcast. We're interested in your comments. You can send them to feedback@wvpublic.org. Follow us on Twitter @WVPublicNews and find us on Facebook. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting's news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Cecilia Mason, Suzanne Higgins, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Board, Dave Mistich, Ashton Mara, and Beth Voorhees. Our director is Bill Lynch. I'm Beneduccio from Morgantown. Good morning.